KF4HKX. Vote.
HCX, KF4NXY. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, David. Hope you're having a good day so far.
Yeah, glad to see some sunshine. That two and a half days of solid rain, I was ready for it to move on out.
I'm with you. We needed the rain, but we don't need it all at one time either. We got over 4.5 inches up here.
Well, some areas are, you know, getting flooded. It was coming in so heavy and so fast. I got plenty down here, too. I don't think I got 4 inches, but I just steady there for a couple days.
We've seen some light flooding up here, not a whole lot. I don't know of any roads that were closed, but the water did get out and cover a few roads, but nothing major.
Were you working today, or you just out and about?
My company and coming over, and I'm going to work on a tool truck, so I'm not there. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes you probably need to organize stuff on that truck from time to time.
Constant battle, day in and day out. And I think it wins most of the time.
Yeah, I can imagine, you know, have people wanting to buy different stuff, and you kind of need to rearrange it, you know, every time you stop at a customer's place. So I imagine it'd be a little frustrating. Uh-oh. Well, there goes one of the birds. I don't think you want to hear that. So you have a good afternoon, and I'll talk at you a little later. KF4NXY.
To hear you this afternoon. Good talk to you, and enjoy your afternoon. KO4HKX, and I'll be mobile.
Well, good afternoon. You getting ready for some sales on that tool truck for Christmas? Whiskey 4 Golf Alpha Sierra.
I can't remember the name. I remember talking to you before, but I can't remember the name.
Yeah, the name here is Steven. And I'm mobile on 85 down here across the Lake Hartwell. Operating remote base.
What you out doing today? You going fishing or something?
No, that was Thursday. I'm out here working, driving a gas truck for Stewart Spink.
So you're out working today. Hopefully it's not a long day for you since it's Saturday.
Yeah, it won't be too bad. I got two more loads to go, so I'll probably be done about 4 o'clock. But I just work the weekends anyway, so it's my normal day.
Well, that's not too bad then. Just work 2 days a week. I wish I could pull that off.
Yeah, I do too. It's 4 days. I work Friday through Monday. They call it the weekend shift, which they have a hard time getting people to work the weekend. So they made me an offer several years back that I couldn't refuse. That way I can go fishing when everybody else is working.
That doesn't sound like too bad a gig, even if it is just 4 days or working 4 days. That's not too bad. That's me. I work Monday through Friday on the truck, and then, or Monday through Thursday on the truck. Friday's my office day. So I'm just the opposite of what you are, basically.
Yeah, I really enjoy the weekend shift compared to, well, Saturday and Sunday is my best day because the traffic, most of the time where I'm going, it's lighter, and the waiting at the loading rack to get product is usually not so bad on the weekend, so less truck traffic.
That does help speed things along, too. And, yeah, the traffic would definitely be a plus, or the less traffic.
Yeah, I just don't like traffic anymore. Any chance I get to take a back road or a peak trail or whatever you want to call it, I'm going to take it. The interstates 24/7 now are just busy.
I'm glad my route doesn't take me anywhere close to any of the interstates. I stay all on surface roads, and Wade Hampton and 25 Whitehorse there is about as big as I get.
Yeah, and those are the main arteries through Greenville, and are some of the main arteries. They get pretty busy. But, now, which tool company do you have a route for? Was it Mack or I done forgot that?
Matco.
Okay, all right. Well, I apologize. I didn't mean to call you Mack. But, yeah, this time of year, I guess I've never dealt with a Matco, but I've dealt with a few of the other brands. And this time of year, they always put out flyers for buy one, get one free deals and a lot of specials.
We do the same thing. All of them are doing about the same thing. I spent 20 years as a technician before doing this, and all of them got a pretty much the same kind of setup going on. You got the branded specialty items for Christmas. They're, toys for kids and coats and hats and shirts and T-shirts and tool kits and, all that's going on right now. The problem is if you can get it.
Yeah, those boats coming from China don't come as often anymore and don't bring as much stuff. No matter what you're doing here anymore, it's the same excuse for can't get it on my court.
But even some of the stuff that's made here in the U.S. is getting really hard to get.
Yeah, I've got a Snap-on 14.4 volt drill. I've actually got a few of them, but I've got one that the chuck is stripped on it, the transmission and the clutch. And I've been waiting about 3 or 4 months for the new transmission to come in. Yeah, I guess it'll get here one day.
Same. I've got sockets that I'm waiting on till June of next year, and they're made right here in the South.
Are they made up in Charlotte by chance, or right outside of Charlotte?
No, they're not. It's not that close. But I can't remember exactly where it was at. I want to say it's down around Louisiana somewhere.
Yeah, okay. I was just wondering. Years ago, I think when I first started driving, it's probably been 25 years ago or better. I hauled out of Charlotte once in a while for a company who made sockets, and they made, under several different brands, but I can't remember the name of that company.
And Apex, they used to do a lot of stuff for a bunch of companies.
Yeah, that may have been it. I have to rack my brain now thinking about it. But, yeah, people would be surprised how many companies they are that make products for other companies. They'll make, Ryobi, TTI, I guess, is their parent company here in Anderson now, and they make tools for probably a dozen or more name brands or offshoots from the main brand.
That or they're under the same umbrella as other companies. Sunex does the same thing, and they're right there in Travel Address. So, yeah, they get that everywhere now.
Is that the same company that used to make test equipment for the automotive industry, like dwell meters and I guess voltage testers and stuff?
Sunex ever did that, but I could be wrong. They're more hardline stuff, jacks, presses, sockets, wrenches, that kind of stuff.
Okay. I've got an old dwell meter for setting points, and it seems like it was Sun-X or Sun-Co or something. I hadn't looked at it in quite a while. But there used to be another company up there. It may be the same one, changed name, Carolina Industrial Tools, I think is what it was.
Sunco, and it may, or it could be a Sun-X, but made by somebody else and just sold under their brand. There was a lot of that going on too. But I am coming up into the pole of Henderson County up here, so I'm going to say step three before I lose the repeater completely. Good to talk to you today. Keep you safe out there, and thank you for delivering the fuel that makes this work go around.
Alrighty. Well, don't work too hard today. Get your truck in order, and we'll talk to you again out here. Whiskey 4, Golf Alpha Sierra.
4 HKX, 7-3, clear.